Good morning, everybody. It's the Residential Home Funding Show, and I'm Joe Bartlett. We've got Rick Riddle, the Director of Retail Sales for Residential Home Funding, with us as usual here on this Saturday morning. Hello, Rick.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, thank you. You feeling a little more springish these days?
A little more springish. You know what? This is my favorite weekend, right? Because next week starts baseball.
Yeah.
And this is the Final Four, which is, I don't know if you're a big college basketball fan. Crazy tournament.
You know what? For some reason, I'm not into it this year. I don't know why.
I haven't watched as many games, but I've kind of been watching the highlights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. South Carolina has never been in it. They're in the Final Four. You know, North Carolina is really the only perennial winner that's in it this year. It's neat to watch.
So we have, I think, the Final Four this weekend. Next weekend, the Masters.
That's I told you from 3 months ago, that's when spring starts for me, is the Masters.
Yes. We see all those azaleas down there at Augusta.
Yeah. Just like here. So just like here. We have azaleas. I see azaleas of bloom right out my backyard.
Already?
Not really. I had plastic ones.
Plastic ones, yeah. You may see a crocus or something like that, or maybe a daffodil, but you're not going to see any azaleas. I don't think yet, anyway. All righty. Hey, what's the market situation in terms of interest rates?
Rates have kind of creeped down from last week a little bit, so that's a good thing. I mean, they're still kind of, you know, the general trend, if you look at a full map over the last 60 days, they've probably risen, or they definitely have risen. But they creeped down a little bit, so a 30-year fix today is at 4.25 with an APR of 4.266. 20-year, 4%. With an APR of 4.146, 15-year, 3.5, with an APR of 3.522, our 5-1 ARM, 3.75, with an APR of 3.925, and if you're looking for an FHA or VA loan, 3.75, with an APR of 4.796. As always, call us 1-800-866-LEND. That's 1-800-866-5363 to take advantage of these great rates.
Yeah, now, while they are a little bit higher, I mean, they're still pretty good rates.
Yeah, I mean, I love talking about a 30-year fix being high at 4.25 when, you know, I mean, the historic lows were 3.5, right? I mean, they were probably the bottom. You're not that far off, you know, and, you know, the only thing I can say is if you wait, you know, they're going to get worse. You know, the Feds have said they're going to get worse. I hate to always believe the government, but in this case, they're going to go up. So you got to take advantage. You know, that 0.75% hike is from November 7th, I guess, was when we were at 3.5. So they went up pretty quickly. They're not coming back down, and they're probably going to continue to kind of bounce up, and can kind of trickle up. So,
well, I mean, the good news with rising interest rates, that means the economy's getting better, the job market's getting better, so everybody's doing well. So it makes sense that the interest rates would move up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and the housing market's hot. You know, I we're starting to see some appreciation in some pockets, some good appreciation. You're going to see a lot of buyers out there. The biggest challenge is inventory, which, you know, we need to have if you own a home and you're thinking about moving, you know, it's worth taking a look and talking to a real estate agent, getting a professional look at it and see what your house is worth. And it may be worth taking advantage.
All right. Very good. Speaking of real estate agents, why don't we introduce our guest?
Yeah. So we have Lana Evers from Remax Classic, which is in Somerville, New Jersey. Lana is awesome. So she's been in the business for 24 years, covering Somerset, Middlesex County. She's an expert. Her main focus is listings, and she has, you know, we were kind of talking the other day about some, you know, what, as a potential seller, what do you look for in picking a real estate agent? So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today, and welcome.
Well, Alana.
Thank you.
Awesome. Rick says you're awesome. That's good. I like to hear that.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you, Rick. Yeah, we did talk a little bit about yesterday. And first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me on your show. This is something that I have never done before. But I do appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Well, just pretend you're talking to a potential client. How about that?
Okay. Well, we talked a little bit yesterday. And, you know, maybe some things I can touch on today is perhaps maybe choosing a realtor, what sellers should look at as far as choosing a realtor. And I do think that Joe had said earlier that, you know, we're kind of in the situation where we don't have enough listings right now. So, and one thing that I will say as before I get into, you know, looking at some of the other things a seller should look at is selling your house is not going to be the problem right now. The problem will be where are you going to go? So there are far more buyers out there than there are sellers at this point.
That's good news for somebody who wants to sell their house, I suppose. Selling your problem is not going to be a problem.
No. You really need to know where you're going. And when I cancel, I'm working with several different folks right now that are trying to figure out where they are going, because as soon as I list that house, it's going to be gone. It's going to be a frenzy. So
it's interesting. I got to tell you, Lana, because, you know, one of the things I've been toying with is potentially just selling my house and just renting until I figure out, you know, what happens. They're just trying to capture the market as it is now. You remember where it's going to go.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people are contemplating, you know, renting. They want, you know, renting is really not a bad idea for a temporary situation. So something to think about. Well, I guess what we talked about yesterday was things that you should look at in choosing a realtor. And I just jotted down a few of the most important things. And I think about always when I do stuff like this is what I'd tell my mother if she wanted to sell her own home.
That makes sense.
And the first thing I would tell her is that you need to choose a realtor that is a full-time agent and has at least done a substantial amount of volume in the years of service being a realtor. So I would ask to see their production and what they did the previous year. We have a saying in this business, you're only as good as your last year. And that's very reflective of what people, you know, what kind of an agent you are today.
I think that's great advice, because there's a lot of real estate professionals, and probably the outside public doesn't know this, that there's a lot of real estate professionals that are part-timers, right, that they're career transitioning, you know, that it's kind of a part-time job to them. And it is – having an expert is vital in marketing your home. So I can't stress that one enough. You know, we deal with a lot of real estate agents, and, you know, you need someone that's a full-time that has a history, a track record of success.
Well, and part of what you're hiring is my experience, because even though we haven't seen everything, we've seen a lot. And we know how to handle certain situations that might come up or try to negotiate the certain, you know, bump in the road that we've had experience doing this from, you know, before. So a lot of times that's what you're hiring me and my expertise and my background, because I've probably dealt with something very similar to it in the past 24 years.
You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of people, I would never have thought to do this as if I was hiring a contractor to build something for me, you know, get a number of estimates or talk to a couple of people. I probably would have. And I think most people, they look around their town and they say, well, I see a lot of these signs, whether it's this agency or that sign. They must be pretty good because they're in this town, and you call them up and say, I want to sell my house. Or you get solicited by an agent and you say, eh, sure. But you suggest otherwise, right?
Yeah, all those ways, that's a way to find the realtor. But once you have determined who you're going to interview, and you should probably interview at least two or three realtors and come to, you know, the best conclusion. But, you know, once you do have your candidates chosen that you'd like to interview, you know, asking about their credentials and their production and years of service is also a big thing. The other thing I think I would tell my mother if she's selling her house is to look at the reviews on Zillow, just like we look at reviews for restaurants or for doctors or whatever. You know, reviews are indicative of really what that person is about. And also you want to make sure that the company that they are working for is a producing company. You want to be able to make sure that the office is busy and has plenty of agents. And the more agents, the more listings, and then the more buyers that you can attract to the office and hopefully flip to one of your listings and create a buyer situation.
Now, do individual real estate agents have Zillow ratings, or is it the office that's rated?
No, the individual realtors have Zillow ratings, yes.
Wow.
And the way that I do that is every time I have a closing, I do ask that people would review me.
Excellent.
So, and I've been fortunate enough to get 5 stars every single time. So thank God.
Well, that's pretty good. You are awesome. Ricker's right.
See, that's right. I don't throw the word awesome around, Joe.
I guess
not. Willy-nilly. I take my awesomeness seriously.
One other thing that I would like to tell you is that after you've looked at all their credentials and their track record and their selling history, is the last thing that you really would tell my mother, what agent do you really get along with the best? What agent, can you get along with this person's personality? And I would have to say 9 times out of 10, you're picking the person as opposed to the company or whatever. You're confident that person's going to be able to get the job done. Also, I also find that a lot of people like to know that I'm college educated and that I have a 4-year degree in marketing at Purdue University. You don't need a college education to do what I do. But sometimes people are a little bit more comforted knowing that I do have a college education.
Now, when you interview a number of different agents, can you get them to be competitive on their commission, or is that pretty much a standard fee?
No, it is all negotiable.
Oh.
It is all negotiable. But what's standard right now is at least paying out 2.5% to a selling realtor. So if I list a property, I'm at least giving that other realtor 2.5%. Anything below that, then you're not competitive anymore, and it will hurt the seller.
So 2.5% goes to the selling agent. The listing agent doesn't necessarily get the full share?
I would say that 9 times out of 10, I'm listing properties at 5%, you know, keeping 2.5% and paying out 2.5%.
Okay. So
that's competitive. That's what people are doing. Now, sometimes you find some realtors will be taking 6% listings, paying out 3%. Sometimes that's an incentive to buyer's agents to show your property first over another one that's listed for 2.5%. But again, that's the incentive game that you play if a seller is really in the hurry to sell their property.
Excellent advice. All right, Lana. Well, stand by. We're going to take a break here, and we can come back. And I know Rick has told me that you have like a 90-day plan to do all this stuff, and kind of anxious to hear about that. But before we go to the break, Rick, how about a telephone number where people get a hold of Residential Home Funding?
1-800-866-LEND. That's 1-800-866-5363. You can also find us on the web at www.rhfunding.com.
All right, Rick Riddle on the Residential Home Funding Show. I'm Joe Bartlett, our guest. Lana will be back in just a moment. She's awesome so far, and I expect more in just a moment.
Hi, this is Tom Marinaro, and I'm proud to be the president of Residential Home Funding. Thanks for tuning in to our mortgage show every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock right here on WOR Radio. Interest rates are now in the low threes. Do you still have an interest rate over 4%? Are you still paying mortgage insurance? If yes to any of these questions, you could be saving thousands of dollars by just calling me. So call me right away at 1-800-636-LEND. That's 1-800-636-5363. And if you call me right now, I will waive all of my lender fees. That's right, zero lender fees if you call me right now, saving you thousands of dollars. And that's for refinances and purchasing a home as well. I could even give you cash out. So once again, call me at 1-800-636-LEND. Residential Home Funding is part of the New York and New Jersey Departments of Banking and Insurance. Our NMLS number is 36152. That's 1-800-636-LEND. 1-800-636-LEND.
Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. But that's what it's all about. Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
We're moving along here on this Saturday morning. It's the Residential Home Funding Show. Good morning. I'm Joe Bartlett, Rick Riddle from Residential Home Funding with us, and we've got an awesome show today as we're talking to an awesome guest, Lana Evers from RE/MAX Classic in Somerville. Rick, you mentioned earlier that you expect the market to show a lot of appreciation. You get percentages, or do you just base that on the demand that exists now?
I think the demand that exists now, you know, obviously every market is, it's local, right? So, a town up in New York versus, you know, central New Jersey could vary. And obviously different price points. You know, some areas are catering or have a better for the millennial, right, that are along a train line that are going into New York City versus, you know, a farmland out in Sussex County. But what you see is a couple of things. One, rates going up, mortgage products expanding equals more buyers. As Lana said in the first segment, and we feel in most market areas, not a lot of inventory.
Mm.
So you have more buyers with a sense of urgency with rates going up, more products, which means that buyers couldn't buy a year ago can buy today. Those more buyers are going to increase that demand, which is going to increase those prices. So it's just kind of a simple economic, and you feel it. I mean, as from our end, we do a lot of pre-approvals, and one thing I do suggest is before you start looking, you know, give us a call at 1-800-866-LEND, because there's a lot of different finance options for you, and there's a lot of different variables. And the thing is, you want to go in with the armed the best way possible, knowing what your options are, knowing what your potential payments are. If you're selling a house, knowing potentially what down payment you could, what equity you can pull out of that to buy the new house. It's important to have that information up front so you're well armed. But give us a call, and we'll walk you through the process.
All right, let's talk to Lana about the process. Now, you have sort of a 90-day plan for someone to get ready to sell a house. Why don't you go through that?
Well, I find that when I do list a property, that sellers, they may know me or they may just have met me, but they don't really know how I work. And this is a great way to lay it out and show people what I'm doing on a weekly basis so that if they go to their calendar, which I leave them a calendar with all my written notes of what I'm doing each week, then they know, okay, Lana's going to be sending out postcards today, or Lana's working on contacting local realtors in our area. They know that's part of my marketing plan. Some of the big things that I make sure I hit on this marketing plan, though, is getting photos. And either if it means probably bringing in a professional photographer in certain circumstances to make sure that I can capture every room properly. I don't know how many times you look at a house on the internet and you see no photos. If it's a brand new listing, you're like dead in the water. Photos are everything. So I spend a lot of time on my photos. I also spend some time getting aerial marketing. And this is one of my new marketing tools that I can do is having drone cameras come in and photograph a particular home from the air. And it's powerful when you see that on the internet.
Yeah, it always looks better from the air, believe it or not. I know it.
I know it does.
Unless you have a bad roof.
Well, that's true. Unless you have a bad roof.
That's true, but it almost looks so much bigger from the air.
Yeah.
And it's great. The other thing is that I spend a lot of time on description. So I want all my marketing, my photos, my video, and my description to be all together before it hits the internet. Because once it goes out to all the fingers of the internet, it's hard to change things if you've made a mistake.
I want to talk about the pictures because, you know, when you look at houses on the internet now, and that's how most people do most of their shopping.
Absolutely.
If you only get four or five pictures, you say to yourself, they probably don't want to show us the rest of the house because it's not good.
That's right. And you need to show a little bit of everything. Like if you leave out the kitchen because you don't think the kitchen is very nice, then somebody's going to think, well, you know, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a way to take a shot, get the kitchen in, show the best part of the kitchen, and you move on to another part of the house.
How important is it to update photos? So, you know, obviously there could be photos, you know, we're coming out of the winter. There could be snow on the ground when a photo was originally taken or when the listing was originally taken. Do you go back and now it's a spring market? Do you update the photos maybe with the sun and the flowers blooming? Does that make a big difference?
Yes, it really does. I think it's also important that when you first take that listing, if there's snow on the ground, take a picture with snow on the ground because that'll still show that it's a very current listing. If you put a picture on the internet with beautiful green grass and blooming flowers in the dead of winter and we just had a blizzard, you know it's an old listing.
Hmm.
So yes, as the snow clears, then you're going to go back and take another picture to keep it updated.
Now, tell us a little bit about this market now, because we've been talking, everybody's on the internet and they kind of look around whether they go to these, there's a zillion sites where you can go and find homes for sale in your area. And so people, I assume before they even contact an agent, have done their own homework How do you compete as an agent in that kind of a market?
Well, we do. People are way more educated before they even contact a realtor. They know. And buyers are very smart today. With a lot of millennials that are entering the market, they are very educated about what's sold. But it doesn't, they still need me. They still need a realtor.
Oh, yeah.
Because I need to help them and guide them through the process. And, you know, anybody can open the door and show a house, but I'm there to help them through the process. What do you need to be doing next? And following the guidelines of a contract if you've placed an offer and it's been accepted. So the internet can't help them with that. But they do know what houses look like. They know pricing. But I can also tweak that when they come to me and say, well, this is why this sold for less.
Well, the other thing, too, is I think it probably helps you to a certain extent because you don't have to show as many homes because they probably have narrowed down their search. And so you're not wasting a lot of your time taking them to homes that they have no interest in and spending, you know, an hour or so there. And then that's not even, you know, in the whole realm of things.
I can't tell you how many people will come to me and say, this is my list I'd like to see on Saturday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, okay, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is not this. This one is this, and this is backs up to power lines or whatever. I mean, I said, I'll show you those homes. That's not a problem. But let me also add in a few others, too.
Yeah, see, that's where the agent comes in. That's why you're getting your commission, Lana. Trust me, look, my son is a real estate broker, so I know commissions are important. And it's not easy for an individual to do this on their own. I agree with you.
But you know what? I want to sell somebody a home, not a house. And I want to be your realtor for life. And if your life changes in 5 years, that's why I'm in business. I want you to come back to me. Mm-hmm. And I want to do right by you the first time around so that you will come back.
Ricky, you have a question for Lana?
I do. So one of the things we talked about, and maybe you can expand on this, is what the difference is Lana, when we spoke, said a lot of times a real estate agent or real estate professional markets to the buyer. Right. But Lana was talking about a strategy where she markets to other real estate agents, you know, and I wanted to know what maybe some of the strategies are and what you do that.
Well, I find that a part of my marketing plan, it's part of my 90-day plan, is to really promote that listing to the realtor community, because I know that 90% of all homes are sold in this area based on realtor recommendation, realtor bringing customer to, or the realtor referring that listing to someone. So I need to make sure every realtor in Somerset, Middlesex County knows that listing is active and it's available and what the features are. And I do that by emailing and also contacting top producing realtors in those areas. And I have it divided up among town. Like I have in Somerville, I have top producing realtors in Somerville. And I have a category in my email, top producing agents in Bridgewater and Hillsborough and Piscataway and all those other areas. So I can really target those towns if I need to. But I do like to target top producing realtors all in Somerset County. So, you know, you never know when somebody has a buyer outside their target market area.
Do you have any advice for homeowners who are thinking about putting their home on the market and getting it ready? I mean, is there something that they can do quickly to increase their value, something that maybe they shouldn't waste time or money on?
Well, I know in my situation, and I would say 99% of all homeowners, that we have too much stuff. That is the best thing that we can do, is start to eliminate things that we don't wish to move to the next house with us. And there's plenty of people that I work with that I can help you. I can help sellers. You know, there's charities, there's estate sale people that I can refer to. I can help you eliminate some of the things that you don't want in your house, because that is number one, is that you have to make sure it's staged as well as you possibly can before you place it on the market.
Interesting. That's a, you know, Rick, that's an interesting answer because I would have suspected it would be like landscaping or so. But that's a very good answer. And if you know, all of us look around the house, there's tons of junk there. It probably should go.
Well, I bet you the less junk, the bigger the house looks too.
And I tell people this because there's a certain amount of things that happen. When a buyer walks through a house, if it's overly cluttered or if there's too many personal pictures up, then they start to focus on the stuff and not the house itself. I don't want people to focus on things, but I want them to concentrate on the house itself. If you have minimal things in that home, then buyers can do that. They can start placing their own furniture and creating space of their own inside these homes.
It's funny that you say that because I go to a lot of open houses and I go to a lot of broker open houses, which are, for our viewers, our listeners that don't know, it's a preview for real estate agents to go to and mortgage people to go to look at the house. And I always get caught looking at all the personal stuff versus the house itself. So it would make sense that the less personal stuff, which is going to be removed anyway, it probably the better it is. So
it is. It is. It's less to look at, and you can focus really while you're there, and that's on the house.
All right, look, Lana, you lived up to your billing of being awesome. It was a great conversation. Thank you very much. Tremendous information. I thank you. And if you're looking for a good agent, folks, look up Lana. Rick, why don't you close things out with a recap quickly of your rates and the contact information. You got about a minute or so.
Yes, perfect. So first things first, if you are looking for a great agent, we do have a lot of great agents in all market areas to our listeners. We can connect you with agents like Lana. So give us a call at 1-800-866-LEND. That's 1-800-866-5363. Lana specializes in Somerset and Middlesex counties, but obviously we have real estate agents all over the globe, Joe. On today's rates, 30-year fixed, 4.25% with an APR of 4.266, 20-year, 4% with an APR of 4.146, 15-year, 3.5% with an APR of 3.522. Our 5-1 ARM is at 3.75 with an APR of 3.925. FHA and VA customers can enjoy an interest rate of 3.75 with an APR of 4.796. Take advantage of those rates or to get pre-qualified, give us a call at 1-800-866-LEND. That's 1-800-866-5363.
All right, Rick Riddle, thank you very much. We'll do it again next weekend. Joe Bartlett saying so long. Have yourself a good weekend.